Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What up, everybody?
There
it is
Mario Andretti on the Momo.
10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. I watched the whole game last night.
Which game?
The Golden State game.
Did you really?
I watched the whole game.
Yo,
whoever.
Were you out?
No, I was at my house.
You were in your chair, on your couch.
Your eyes tend to close. I did not go to sleep.
Wow.
I played golf afterwards, and in that win.
I can't believe you played golf in that win.
But I hit it good. But I'll say this. Whoever the referee was at the end of the game, when the guy Looney grabs the ball, falls to the floor, he called the foul on Looney. Looney had no business being called for a foul. He grabs the ball two-handed, go to the floor, and what's the dude from Purdue?
Edie. Big white dude.
Edie kind of pushes him, and he called the foul on Looney. They were trying to make that game be what it wanted to be. But playoff, what's my man name? Jimmy Butler. Playoff Butler showed up, right? Playoff Jimmy, whatever they call him. Dude had 20-something in the first half. Steph went to work down the stretch. It was a good game, man.
Here's what I do
know.
You
can't believe I watched the game.
I am stunned.
I can't believe I watched the damn game, Jeff. Jay?
I mean, Jeff and I look a lot alike.
Y'all do.
You are certainly crazy enough to have played golf yesterday, but I never in a million years would have had you watching that entire game. So you were up to, what, 1:30?
It was only around 12-something.
12:30 probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm watching the game, and they were up by 20, Golden State. And I'd already seen, Orlando already beat the Hawks or whatever. Atlanta. And then that game starts, and they're up, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good game. Then all of a sudden, boom, that game is like only 3 points. And then you wonder, Steph and Jimmy, you know, both of those guys are in 30s, mid-30s. That's old for basketball. They went to work, dog.
Yeah, I think.
It was a good game.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't watch 1 second of that. I watched the Caps, though, and I watched the Nats. You know what was really refreshing with the Nats? Jake Irvin threw a gem last night. Really
Jake
strong
threw a
start.
Gem, man. That damn big boy is good.
Dude, I mean, just.
Another homer?
A jack, too. I mean, just an absolute blast early on. Take a lead. Irvin's going to be on with Grant and Danny this afternoon. That should be a cool conversation. But, yo, like, the James Wood home run is obviously the highlight. But I was kind of flipping back and forth between the Caps and the Nats because I didn't feel like turning the top TVs on. I just needed one TV, et cetera, right? You know what happened? Because they got seven strong from their starter. They didn't have to rely on the bullpen, and therefore the bullpen didn't blow anything.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't.
But you're not going to get seven strong from your starter all the time.
Sure. I'm not saying that we should get used to this.
Yeah, okay.
But it was pleasant. White Brian, tell me Kyle Finnegan's stats on the year. I bet he had, you can just text it to me, whatever's easy. I bet he can't have a lot of saves so far. Like, I bet he doesn't even get a lot of save opportunities so far. But I got to watch the ninth. Finnegan, it was a nice, tidy ball game from the dudes pitching on the Washington Nationals. Like, I think he struck out two in the ninth. It was just, I think Pittsburgh sucks too, so I'm not exactly planning a parade, but I enjoyed that outing from the Washington Nationals pitchers last night. I watched.
Then I look and I saw 3-0. Just like I looked the other day, I look and it was 3-0. But you know what was what had happened? The one was blocked. When so they had lost 10-3. I was like, okay, they won. And I saw this one last night. And I said, let me really open this thing up to make sure I'm not making a fool of myself. And I went straight to the stat sheet, and my man Wood did his thing.
Dude.
Cruz had another hit.
Trying.
He coming.
So Finnegan now has 6 saves. 1.17 ERA. I'm sure there's some stat people care about more than ERA, but I still care about ERA and batting average. Mm-hmm. Call me old-fashioned. 6 saves tied for 2nd in baseball.
All right.
Finnegan could close out games if they get him the ball with the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff in between that causes all the trouble. But last night, there was none of that stuff, so I enjoyed watching that. And then, dude, we talked about it yesterday. We're going to have Brent Johnson on later this afternoon. I'm not worried about the Caps. They've been so damn good all year that at the end of this long season with a couple important guys hurt, even if they went on to lose these last 2 games, whatever, I still think they should win the first round matchup, period, right? But I did want to see them play well.
And they did, I think.
And you know what they did? They went up to Long Island and played well last night. And Strom was awesome. Ovi had an assist to Strom. That was really great. I think Willie had an assist. It was a good game for a team that could use it. I thought Lindgren looked really good. I don't know what they're going to do Thursday in Pittsburgh, because I know they did sit a couple guys last night. They call it maintenance in hockey.
Uh-huh.
You get to rest for maintenance.
But let's be real now. Strom
had a hatcher.
They do that in game. What is this? They have 60-something games? They do that real late. Basketball does that the first game of the season.
I know, dude.
You know? Hell, and if you...
I played 2 games.
If
I
you
need
ever ice skate or rollerblade, you know how hard that is. So when they get that way, like in 97% of the games into the season, it's understandable. I can't understand it first week of a damn basketball season.
Basketball is this very unique thing. Here's the good news if you're an NBA fan. In very short order, but apparently Beamish is going to stay up and watch all the playing games.
No, I stayed and watched that one last night, though. I'll tell you that.
I did not. But Grizzlies did cover.
They did. And because of that, that's why I'm talking about the referee. That's exactly why I'm talking about the referee.
There's no sport that seems more cooked by the refs for gambling purposes than basketball.
When he made that call, I seriously wanted to jump through the damn TV.
Question for you. This time next year, if the Wiz are in the play-in game, do we view that as a success?
Hell yeah.
That's a step forward, right?
Yeah, that would definitely be. Now, they're not even in the play-with game. To be honest with you. So if they were to get in the play-in game, yes, that would be a damn hell step.
So the play-in game, the 10 gets in, right? Yeah, because the Heat play the Bulls tonight. The Wiz finished the year 18-64.
God, dang, that's tough.
Booga. But they won the last game. Bub called game, went high off the glass.
Bub's a bad dude, bro.
But they are actually winners because they got the highest odds in the lottery.
Agreed.
They're not winners until they get the first pick in the lottery.
The Wizards did exactly what we wanted them to do this year. Sar got better. Bub got better. Keyshawn got better. Koulibaly was really improving, got dealt with the injury. I kind of think they shut him down just because they're like, yo, we got some losing to do, young man. Also, I noticed there was a Koulibaly that got drafted in the WNBA draft. Is there a relation there?
Don't know.
I feel like that's a pretty similar name, right? All right. The Wiz went 18-64. The Heat were the last team in the play-in at 37-45. Do we think the Wiz can win 20 more games next year?
They don't have to.
If you get flagged, maybe you do.
I mean, listen, bro, as I told you before, the games I have watched, I watch intent to make sure the guys that were putting the ball in the hole wasn't in there late down the stretch. So I've seen that.
Right.
So, listen, man, as a former athlete, I can tell you, I don't know many players that are trying to lose games. But I know if you put me on the bench, I can't help you win the damn game.
Right.
And I've seen that happen several times. So, and if they went in, they do it. Listen, they tank in basketball. They try to do things. And I believe they did. They did what they wanted to do.
I support them for it. That's my point.
Yeah.
I think, all right, a lot to unpack. You got two playing games tonight, Mavericks, Kings. Make sure you tweet B. Mitch at halftime of that game. Make sure he's watching that one as well.
I didn't say I'm going to watch tonight.
Steph got you watching last night.
Actually, Jimmy Butler got me watching because Jimmy Butler had 21 and like 6 or 7 plus some assists in the first half. And, though, Zach Edey is 7'2", 3"?
He's a big fella.
I don't care who he was checking, they were going at him, taking him to the hole. They were like, listen, bro.
Cement in his
shoes.
This
is not college anymore. And we go, you got to move your feet. And they were going to him.
Dude, Steph and Butler combined for 65.
Yeah.
Of Golden State's 121.
Hell yeah.
So who does Golden State get now? Right? Don't they lock in the 7?
They the 7. So
they play Houston.
They play Houston, yeah.
Locked in?
The Rockets.
Yep.
Okay. That Houston team is young. Weirdly, my brother-in-law, Cam Blaylock, loves the Rockets, so I might have to make a little wager. Give me a little.
You betting against him or for him? I mean, like.
No,
I mean,
I would like. What are the odds of the Warriors to win that series? They got to be dogs, right?
I don't know.
I'm seeing -196 in favor of the Warriors.
The Warriors are.
That's crazy.
No,
they're
no,
the 7, right?
But they are 20-something and 6. Since Jimmy Butler joined the team.
That's pretty good.
Steph goes out the game, Jimmy keeps him rolling. It's not like Steph goes out and everything goes to hell. So I can see them being favored over a young team like the Rockets.
Well, it's also, yes, it's 2 versus 7 in the West, but the Rockets won 52 games and the Warriors won 48. The West is just so stacked up.
Yeah.
I think Nuggets-Clippers could be a really good series. Lakers play the T-Wolves. Ant's trying to dunk on everybody's brains. I think there'll be some good playoffs, especially in the West early on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Thunder are going to roll whoever they play. In the East, I'll be honest, for me, the East doesn't get that exciting until the second round. And then it gets exciting. I am fascinated to see if Cleveland can actually beat Boston. But that's
Koulibaly's sister.
That's 3 weeks away. Yeah, apparently it's Koulibaly's sister that got drafted.
That's family, bro. They got some genes in that fam.
B, I did want to ask you about this. John Kime's going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him, too. We had Jordan Reed on yesterday talking about draftable options. There's a ton of draftable running backs.
Yeah.
Obviously, a ton of receivers. We've gotten more and more info about who has come into Washington for the 30 visits. And yesterday we were kind of joking around about it that we knew Washington was doing another big joint visit, right?
Yeah,
of draft picks. Ends up it was at Topgolf.
Okay.
What does it say about us? And like, even though we weren't up in arms about it, just the collective world that last year going to Topgolf was a big deal and this year nobody cares.
Because it worked. They went there. They got their guy. They got a lot of players that was there, and they won. And people immediately now, I'm sure most people are like, oh, worked for them last year. Maybe it worked for them this year. My whole thing is I have no problem with multiple draft picks being together. If I want to know something about a player, I put him around all the top dogs. I want to see how they act. I want to see who – does all the guys go to one guy? That guy, if I want to find out who's the leader, I find out quickly when I put all that testosterone together and one guy seems to lead the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can find a lot out from it. But as I said before, and I don't give a damn if people get mad or not, people that sit up there and get up in arms about that are those that have never been in competition in their damn lives. They just want to jump on the social media mindset and get pissed at everything that goes on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I also think people just care about quarterbacks at such an accelerated level.
Let me ask you this question.
When it's non-quarterbacks, nobody cares.
A lot of people don't care, but we had a story come out last year, something about the agent or something of Jaden said something about them going to see the quarterback.
He put like a crying face emoji.
Okay. Did you ever hear that quarterback say any damn thing about it? Did he ever seem annoyed or affected by any of it? No. So if Jaden wasn't affected, that's the person you want to follow. Any other quarterbacks that were affected by that, I don't want them on a damn team anyway. Because they're annoyed or affected by competition. He wasn't. In every step of the way, when there's something about him having to compete, he welcomes it. So they found what they wanted to find. Some of the other guys, no, you got to treat me like I've already won the Super Bowl. Well, hell with you. You haven't won it yet. You haven't done much of nothing yet. So I keep doing it. And if people want to get mad, let them get mad. Hell with them.
Well, I think they are. I think one really pleasant thing, and that's, it's not to say we can't offer analysis and opinions and whatever else, but I think because of the first year they put together, the organization now has full benefit of the doubt. And I think that is a really pleasant, different
change. You would think that, but when you start, that's why I don't scour the social media as much. When I scour it, you would not believe that they had a good season last year. Jay, I don't know how you just never ever see the negative or hear the stuff.
I see it, but
I'm saying, so if you see it, you can't avoid it. So I know, well, I avoid it by this. I just write it off, and some people just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Jeff, you're the deep state social media representative of the Commanders. Like, you are in these internet streets with Burgundy and Gold fans. I think it's pretty damn positive right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing bad right now.
Nobody's saying that it's negative. I'm saying you will constantly see people who run these sites that they take the team name and put it on. Well, man, we got to do this. We can't do this. If we don't, they question everything. That's what I'm saying. And if you don't see it, listen, that's not positive in my book. If you're questioning everything that they're trying to do when they seem to be knowing what the hell to do and how to do it, then that doesn't say that you believe in them.
I think there's a difference between questions and negativity, but I think it's also just the content game. People just got to create content for their websites.
So in other words, you are basically lying then just to get somebody to click on your stuff.
I think you can ask questions. With the 29th overall pick, I think for a lot of people that are so into the NFL draft, it's fun to debate who the best options are. You know what I mean?
We won't know.
Should
who
they
the
go running back? Should they go wide out? Should they go edge?
If you're looking at the importance of this team, running back is probably the last position they really want to go when you look at need. But if they were to get to that point and somebody drops there and they jump to it, it's okay. But I'm saying people questioning everything is not a norm. That's what we used to do with this other team. Now, the other group, they know what the hell they were doing.
I think 85% of NFL fans across the country, Eagles fans, let's go to an Eagles website. I bet they're questioning everything, too. I think that's just fandom, right? It's just being obsessed with the team all the time.
Now,
you don't think Eagles fans are questioning?
Eagles fans get mad when the game happens. If you win by 1 point, they're mad that you didn't win by 30. But I'm just saying, we got a lot of people in this town who think, listen, I don't know why you don't get talked to, but I get talked to everywhere I go. And what you think they should do this year? And I give them my little spiel based off of what I know.
What you think is not negative, though.
No, no. What I think, and I tell them what I believe, then they start telling me why they shouldn't do everything that I just told them. And I'm like, okay, then, so what makes you think you know this? Well, I've been watching this football for all these years. Don't make a damn difference to me that you've been watching all these years. I think the people that work on football every damn day, 24 hours a day, those may know more than you do.
I want a weather update. Doug Kammerer is going to join us next. I have one simple question. Where does wind like yesterday come from? Maybe Doug has an answer. Nobody go anywhere.
Somewhere in the atmosphere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.